Right now it's time, it's time for another candid birthday call. It's time, yes, it's time for a candid birthday call. It could be you, or you, or you, or you, or you. Yes, it's time for a candid birthday call. Kiss 95. Hey!
Hello?
LaVon Soderlund, please.
This is me.
LaVon, this is Mr. Bracken calling from the Independent School District School Board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come to our attention through parents' complaints. You're a teaching assistant.
Yeah.
Okay, at the district service center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've had complaints from parents of some of the children that you're teaching about tattoos that you have on your body. And
what?
This is.
Am I correct? They're not out in the open.
Well, let me explain what's happening with the parents, please. It might seem harmless on the surface. I think you have to admit there's a stigma attached to tattoos these days with people like Dennis Rodman and so forth. And
oh, my God.
And the school board feels it's just not healthy for the youngsters. We feel like you're setting a bad example. I've spoken with the principal, the superintendent, and so forth. And here's where we're at with this. I believe you have, according to the parents, the reports from the kids, you have a couple of tattoos, one on each ankle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Cartoon character of some kind, the other one a fish or something? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what we're proposing. We've considered the options. We've considered, you know, you wearing heavy hosiery to cover it up.
I do.
Well, apparently it's not heavy enough because it's visible to the children, and this is what's upsetting to the parents.
Oh, my God.
Slacks.
Yeah,
would be an option. We just don't feel that's a sensible solution.
Well,
so here's what we're proposing. We've contacted a medical authority, and they say there is a laser technique available, and we're going to have to ask you to have those tattoos removed. We found that it's about a $400 procedure. That would be per tattoo. We're going to have to insist that you have those tattoos removed.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, there is a cheaper alternative, but it's not always, I mean, it's not always successful. The success rate we've been told is only about 10%. But that would be to have leeches actually put on the tattoos.
What?
And suck them off of your ankles.
I can't believe this.
You can't believe it?
No.
Well, would you believe that this is Mark Otto from KS95 Radio? And this is a candid birthday call.
Oh, my God. Who in...
Well, let me give you some names here. How about Cheryl Jones?
And, I'm going to kill her.
And Larissa.
Oh, my God. I'm killing him. I'm killing him.
You know, you're in enough trouble already with the tattoos. I don't know if you ought to go around killing anybody here. Happy birthday.
Thank you. You scared me so bad. Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
How did they pay you for this?
Well, we do this free. And yeah, and what we're going to do for you is make sure that you get a dinner for two at a restaurant here in the Twin Cities. So you can remember us when you eat dinner. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to kill him.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you do what you have to do, but enjoy your dinner from KS95 and have a happy birthday.
You really sound professional.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
The birthday wake-up call with Mark, Kim, and Rob. People really seem to like it.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brains.
Well, most people. Mark, Kim, and Rob, KS95.